formula?
Yeah, shouldn't you like just
take no, three and just pop up saying that we are live on the YouTube.
So, unfortunately, I'm still waiting to set up the Facebook.
We are
you know what I'm for? I'm still waiting to set up for Facebook. Because I'm in the middle of the table.
Well, I'm on the
two
of you, so.
That's
all
good.
What do you
think
you're
saying?
I think Bill, your favorite person. BSN. What is it called? BSN. BSN know who they is.
Right?
Microsoft Shadow Team.
And for the chat who does not know, this is the Anime Zap live edition of the Sentai Review.
And I don't have a microphone!
Yay! You have a microphone right there, fool. Just leave it as close to Scott. It was cool.
That's what I mean.
You can have the code back there, though.
Right? Yeah.
We sit across the Sentai Review, right?
Yeah, that's the one that makes the most sense.
So, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's hard. Damn technology. Go live.
But, yeah, it is a pre-screen setup in a sense. We're waiting for people to show up and everything.
Right.
This is epic setup.
Right.
This is professional.
This is what everybody has ever dreamed about in the history of that.
This is very true. Yeah, I was smart. I took a leak before I came in.
We're going to have a bunch of neck cramps looking up.
Oh, yeah, this is going to suck. This is okay. As bad as me sitting in the end chair trying to slap the monitor on the dumb TV.
I was going to have you leave the laptop open.
Oh, well, that works. Seth can do neck cramps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Because otherwise, I'm going to be like,
ooh.
Now, Bill, a bit of a warning. When you make made the Facebook post on the Feminine page, you said about 200. No, not that much.
That's what, well, that was my initial intention, was about 200.
I mean, it's at least over 100, so.
Well, it's on you, man. You've got the thing. You bring up the first image. You get us started. So, let's go into this. I am Rebel Bill William Bush. I have nothing.
He messes everything up.
I do.
Yeah, he's the one that fucks up.
He's also our leader.
The reason this thing exists.
I'm the co-reason this fucking exists. Shut up.
Okay.
Seth. He was the reason this is. Oh, wait, never mind.
Right. Anyway, Sublevel Sario, I do all the RSS updates. I was doing a lot of the video updates for our What's Up channel, but I got lazy, so yeah. And then after that, when it comes down to it, it's basically just kind of general, you know, transportation and stuff, or go get food and crap. So yeah.
I'm Scott Action Jackson. I'm the one who puts the videos together and gets most of the Sentai pictures together. And this year I've been the one who's been getting stuff for most of these.
Yeah, Scott was Christmas, so.
Right.
And then I'm Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin. I'm the other half of the brain trust that decided we should start podcasting, which was a wonderful idea 10 years ago. God, it's been forever. I'm the one that brings the funny every once in a while. Okay, I bring some of the funny.
Just heal up and shut up.
Alright, I don't bring much funny, I just shut up.
It's kind of true.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
You shut your mouth.
Scott!
But I'm the voice guy.
Man.
Yeah, where's our picture, sir?
Actually, the thing is, how did this book screw up my screen?
Because it's the best.
Because we just threw like folders in with the documents in with the other things. It's like, what the fuck? I had them all separated in four corners. What the fuck?
That's what happens when you hook it up and your entire screen shifts to another thing.
Yeah.
You have to do the alignment.
Yeah.
Tech support.
Anyway.
What that too, I forgot.
This is something.
It's fun.
I know. I mean, we're supposed to be doing a lot of Sentai episode.
Yeah.
People are like,
look, we're professional, damn it. Yes. We do things by the seat of our pants, like professionals.
No, sure. Professionals actually know what the fuck they're doing.
Why do professionals get like hundreds of people to show up?
Are we mad?
We got four!
Yeah.
And there's 8 people watching on YouTube.
And 2 of the people that some of us are dating. Yeah, we're very good.
That's the people in the room. Then we got those two cool guys over there. They're like, hey, yeah, we'll chill out. But yeah, we need some pictures, sir.
Well, then again, I'm also buying time for people for if anyone shows up, AKA, and putting in the audio thing for our SSP, so.
They'll show up.
Yeah, they'll show up. That's all good.
Let's go into the Zap 2019 board. Double click.
How bad am I going to backhand?
Probably
get it a lot fast.
Okay. Get ready.
Alright, load us up. What are we starting on?
After 10,000 years, I'm free!
Oh, yeah. Okay. just to put this out there, did you guys watch the original show growing up, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Now, remember, because I'm pretty sure you guys haven't watched our show or nothing, what we do is we see these images or we watch the show, and then we put it to adult scrutiny, something it was never meant to withstand. Now, here's what's going on. Do you remember when this series started and she said, after 10,000 years, I'm free? In the show, in the intro, she said, it's time to conquer Earth. That's not what she said.
Yep.
In the actual show, she says, where are you guys going? As the guys run away, she says, you'll miss my coming out party or I destroy the nearest planet. And then she turns around, and it's Earth, which means Zordon, in all his great infinite wisdom 10,000 years ago, only bothered to throw her to the moon. Maybe he could have removed the problem a little further from the frick
different solar system, or, I don't know, throw her ass into the sun?
He doesn't have any arms.
So interdimensional. Can't be folded.
Dude, this is one of the biggest glaring problems beginning the entire series, is this ridiculousness. Oh, and on top of it, I don't know why this bugs me, Finster's machine that makes monsters? Did anybody ever stop to think that that machine was sitting up on the moon for like 10,000 years at least with no preventative maintenance of any kind? And he just walked up and pulled the lever and it worked?
Some solid craftsmanship, bro.
And solid craftsmanship.
They should have made in time.
And all this other stuff fall apart.
Yeah, it's Russian engineering, sir. 10,000 years before Russia.
Yeah.
I gotta get used to not having our mics in hand. This is weird.
Next.
Apparently, it's hard for people to see the image.
We got an alpha in the box. That's alpha and a crate. Yeah, alpha and a crate.
We don't call it glass
storage
because we're using a projector, so this. The visuals might not be as easily seen. I think we're actually going to edit this.
Yeah.
And throw this up as a legitimate, just normal Sentai episode.
Like, he's a sentient being, right?
Well.
Right.
Yeah.
They just put him in a box later.
Dude, robots got to sleep too.
They just put him in a box.
How many alphas there are that probably are, you know, boxed up?
There's six. At least. We know of there's six.
And six was Jersey Alpha.
Was Jersey Alpha. And they took one of these, and they just dismantled him and put him in a box.
Taking a nap, Bill?
That's the equivalent of him taking you apart, shutting your consciousness down, and just putting you in a coffin and waking you up 20 years later and saying, by the way, we need you to fix your computer.
Fucking sweet, do it. I will go and take a 20-year nap. No, let me take a 20-year nap and come back like this. I'm okay with that. Let's do this. Right now, I could use a nap. Because y'all are just draining me these days.
Next!
I'm trying to plug in my laptop. Next!
Hand me the
game.
Oh, look, we got lightsabers. Oh, wait, no, they're not.
Yeah, no, they're not. This screwed us up royally. We saw this and we're like, oh my god, they have lightsabers! No. That's their finishing attack.
Yeah, Nick dropped a 5 on site. Lightsabers, 5.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, I have slept and drinks.
That was infinitely wrong. Those things are not lightsabers.
Right.
That's not what that was.
Well, see, that depresses me now.
They just light up for, like, an attack.
Yep. Sentai, you like to be.
Part of what our show does is we started this whole thing by reviewing every single costume that we never got here in America, and this is one.
Yep.
I think this is the Bioman?
Yeah, I think so. This was Bioman.
Yeah, because it's hard to see with the lightsabers covering up the helmets.
Well, it's actually hard to see because of the projector.
Well, there's that, but I mean in the image itself, like once this goes up on YouTube and everything, you'll be able to see it a lot better. Basically, when it comes down to it, the actual dome pieces, like there's the blackened portion of the helmet, actually lights up because that's the guy who had the T-block.
Oh, shit!
Was that the space guys, too? Or our space guys?
I think our space did have that as well.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, yes, they actually, like, when they did special moves and morphing crap, they get, like, crap that lit up in their helmets. So I remember that. That was a little bit ridiculous.
Because they might end up accidentally calling them the Tetris Strangers.
Oh my god.
The only idiot to ever get a straight zero out of everyone.
That is the infamous ball and cup monster. He got a straight zero from every single person on panel that night.
I fucking hate this.
Let's explain the grading scale for like the three people who don't know. So the way that this works is you go from 0 to 5. 5 is the absolute greatest. Everybody hands down agrees that they are absolutely perfect. Now we also have nukes, which can go into negatives, and mega bombs, which can go into positives. But so far, I don't think either one has been dropped in Sentai yet.
Sentai's going.
But 5 is the best. Everybody will love this. 4 it's great. Like, you know, there's a couple things they can do to improve it, but generally, for the most part, you know, it's pretty much the best it's going to be. Three, it's average. It's what you would expect from the show. Like, hands down, if somebody said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, oh, you'd expect there to be four turtles, a rat, and a chick in a yellow shirt running around. That's what you would expect. Two, it's not that great, but I mean, if you're a fan of the show, you'll see exactly what's going on with it. One, only diehards are going to enjoy this. Zero, we are sorry you had to see this.
Now, also, to put it, that's a good point, that is, because we also do decimal places up to, I think, three is our max.
Two.
Even though me and Shane like to be assholes mixed up, do a lot of math.
It's two, because the third always gets rounded out.
So, anyways, it's anything that is a 0 to a 0.99. Is we're sorry we showed it to you. A 1 to a 1.99, you have to be a diehard fan. So that's how we actually do the grading scale for like the more definitive ones.
That's what you've been here for over 10 years now. 5 is absolutely perfect. 4 is great. 3 is normal. 2 is diehard fan. 1, this is simply bad. It doesn't matter if you're a fan. 0, we're sorry you had to see this.
Okay.
Over 10 years.
Shut up, Bill. It's still 0 to 0.99 is 0.
Okay.
That's the one thing you've made sure of everyone knowing.
Yeah. You know, now that I look on this, it's like, I don't know which one's worse, viewing this or the person in the costume.
I feel terrible for that guy. That poor bastard that's stuck in there, he has the worst monster out of his entire series.
That's fucking bow-legged and shit, too.
Right. And now part of that could be the fact that, you know, since the ball is on top of the head, it must have been defeated. So that might be what they were going for, but still.
Can we get off this guy? Can we see something?
Yes. Also, people are wanting to know where Shane Cree is.
Oh,
the proto guy.
He ain't here.
Yeah, he's not.
He could not make the convention. Plus, on top of that, he does not like being in front of people. Or really in front of a camera.
Yeah,
he can handle the camera more, but he's more just voice guy, so he does not like being in front of people.
Yeah.
So even if he was here, he would not be up here with us.
Yeah, he's fine for radio, and camera's okay when it's something that we're filming for us, but otherwise, if there's people other than, like, the core group, no, he doesn't like it.
So, Battlekeeper J.
Pharaoh Ranger.
Get
your Pharaoh on. All of them got ass guys.
Yeah. Along with the American Ranger, who has a blonde hair on top of her chin.
And she has exposed legs.
Yes, yes. We both have exposed legs, too.
You mean Lady America, or whatever she's called?
Yes, right. Lady America. Oh, my God. When that first showed up, that floored us. That was not something we were expecting. Come to find out what this is.
This is like a Marvel collaboration?
Yes, Marvel had a collaboration with the Super Sentai stuff at the time. And they had decided that they would help, Marvel was going to help make superheroes over in Japan. And what they did was they helped come up with the Battle Fever J, which
is the best.
It's just this.
Now, don't get me wrong. Without this, we would not have gotten Toei Spider-Man.
No, Toei Spider-Man was before this.
Was it?
Yes, Toei Spider-Man was the first collaboration between Marvel and, at the time, is it Bandai at the time who owns it? Super Sentai, okay? Because I'm not going to give facts, so I don't really remember right now. They collaborated, and they did the Toei Spider-Man, which is the reason he has a big giant mechazord and things like that. Which is very, very different. In fact, it's crazy because we kind of went full circle with later on with the Superior Spider-Man. We started doing what looked like the Toei Spider-Man.
Right.
And that guy later gave rise to the Go Rangers, which later gave rise to the Battle Fever J, which is the first guys to have a Megazord, by the way. Go Rangers did not have a Megazord. They had like a flying fortress thing. And these guys actually had some weird Roman samurai robot thing.
Yeah.
Next.
Dude, that's a game. That's a free game. Go get that. Go get that.
Think it's like a special edition where you can have up to four players.
Yes. That's a free game. It's called Beats of Power, and it's better than anything we ever got on our old consoles. It plays in a Super Nintendo fashion. It's a side-scrolling, fighting, beat-em-up game,
and
comparable to like Turtles in Time.
And the makers of this have still been working on the sequel that's more or less based on the Zeo era.
Yes, this covers the entire Rita and Zordon era, and when it finally finishes out, you actually get the chance to fight Rita and fight Zed and beat them, which is something that we never actually got to do on our show. Move on.
Next. Weird Yoda.
So you weren't here for this one, Nick. That is their mentor. That Yoda cart driver is the mentor of the car ranger.
Was I drunk that day?
You were gone that day.
Well, yeah, it was either that or you were stuck at work.
I think I was stuck at work, and I probably should have been drunk that day, because I feel like I need to be drunk now.
Look, there's a reason why our turbo sucked. It's because we...
Is it because we had the fucked up troll doll Yoda?
No. We had a question lady.
Yeah, we had you don't remember question, bitch?
I answered the riddles.
Oh, okay, look, here's what happened.
I watched the Turbo movie.
Fair enough.
Okay, in Turbo, the reason Turbo is so bizarre and almost caused the fall of Power Rangers is because over in Japan, this was not meant to be serious. This was a comedy making fun of what had come before it, that they already knew they were becoming a cliche, so they ran a comedy making fun of themselves, which went over very well.
Yep.
Here in America, we decided, it's still serious, right? And we had to make that look legitimate.
Yep.
It was impossible to do. So we had to cut like 80% of their freaking series, and what we got out of it was like, weird them driving around on go-karts and fighting the same card sword guy, and like, it just,
in
awful episodes.
Do we still have that thing?
Every episode, no. We cut the Yoda guy completely out of the series except for one mistake where the Rangers surround him and protect him during an explosion.
Yep.
And if you're quick, you can see him, but he's not supposed to be there.
Yep. Yeah, basically what they did for this one is they took Saturday Night Live and tried to turn it into, like, an actual drama.
Yes,
and it did not work out well.
I don't know how skilled you are as a writer.
No.
No, I'm talking they took actual clips that already exist. They took old Wayne's World episodes from, like, the 80s and 90s and tried to turn it into an actual, like, serious melancholy, like, ER drama.
Well, they make a joke out of the fact that there's, like, a huge explosion in every episode, and then we got screwed because we had to do it, but we were trying to make it serious, so Demotox is just, like, planting bombs every episode. The bomb of the day, and the Rangers are going out to stop it. I'm like, can this be done now? But no, it can't. Because we're using their footage that was supposed to be a joke that we decided was serious. Please, next.
Next.
Apparently, Zero on YouTube said Power Ranger was awesome. They became Rangers because their mentor guilt trips them by faking his death.
So this is one awesome. Of the...
What the shit?
This is one of the figures that got labeled as something else.
Yes.
Yep.
Knockoff toys.
Yep. You know, it's... And it's bad enough we didn't get it right here either. So now we have a knockoff. That's a knockoff of a knockoff.
Yeah.
And it's in so much English, too.
Because that's a knockoff of a knockoff. Because we did a knockoff of Kamen Rider Black RX.
Which was Saban's Masked Rider.
Yes, which became Saban's Masked Rider. And then somebody ripped that off.
Right?
Did a knockoff of that.
So we have a clone of a clone of a clone of a clone. Yes, so do you
think we can quickly move past this?
Next!
Man, I'm glad we're not reading this.
Oh, thank God.
Well, just back to his
Yeah, just back to actual
writer. If I remember right, I thought he looked cool.
He does look cool.
He does, yes.
He's
not.
Yes.
It's like, that was like the thing, you know. He was cool looking.
He's a grass.
What the fuck happened? Right. Oh, American writing. Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we did the same thing when we were doing with Rangers, but we took it and
we're dumb.
We failed this time.
Yeah.
Like, you just feel like it's so bad.
We failed. Failure.
Look, we failed so bad that when Scott and I were doing the reviews while you guys were all stuck at work,
yeah, that did
we
happen.
Literally just had to be like, look, I almost didn't even watch this episode. Because all the episodes are up. You can go to YouTube right now.
Do that after this, then do that. Right now, don't do that, watch this.
Right, and it's literally VHS quality. Like, somebody's like, oh, better pop in a VHS tape and hit record. Which, for you youngsters, that's something that used to happen. We didn't have that DVR thing. We also had to walk the fuck back in our snow walking down the hill. Oh, wait, no, that's
right. You know, I'm glad that I missed this, because I can't imagine tuning into that every single day.
Oh, yeah, the Comic Scott show.
Yeah, the Comic Scott show. Was a good idea. It was a fun idea.
Sadly, it's not running anymore. We used to do a Comics Toss where we took cartoons of our childhood that were never meant to hold up to adult scrutiny and scrutinized the shit out of it.
And X-Men held out well.
Yes.
But this was a Sentai. Next!
Yeah.
Next. That's Doctor Who!
What just happened?
I know you were reviewing it for a second.
Okay, so.
But the dialects.
For a quick thing, we have done a lot of shows. Technically, the Doctor did show up in the Sentai, in a sense, because we did the costumes of the Doctor.
Yeah, we did the costumes. Oh, okay, Bill hated on the Daleks.
Sorry, Bill hates the Daleks.
Dumb!
They are dumb, but...
Fucking vacuum things.
Vacuum... Plug your faces!
They're fucking shock vacs that are dangerous.
Yeah.
Go upstairs. Just
the balls right off your balls.
Go upstairs. Survive.
Well, not in the new ones. They'll fly down.
And I'll shut the door.
They'll roll through it.
They ain't got arms.
Oh, don't need to.
It's the dark dimension. Watch out.
It's the foggy room.
Yeah.
Be sure to keep the bars on your Reeboks.
Yeah.
You know, the sad thing is, looking at that, I can probably squeeze through those bars.
This was the very first time that I never paid attention to Jason's shoes.
Right.
Or any of the characters, for that matter. But I always knew that they were color-coded. You know, like Jason wore red, and Trini wore yellow, and yada yada. What I didn't realize was that their shoes were also color-coordinated. And in this episode, Jason kicks the bars, and you can see that he's wearing Reeboks, because the logo was red.
Yep.
So Jason wears Reeboks all the time.
He also gets electrocuted in a room that happens to be filled with dry ice. Where he lays down on the ground, Boldar can't see him.
Yes, it's also the first time ever where you can tell that Rita kept doing things to Boldar, like he would screw up and she'd be like, I'm gonna take his wings away. Give him eyes! He can't see! Jason fell on the floor in this tiny, foggy room. And Golar lost him and had to walk around for a whole episode being like, I'm gonna get ya. And he's like stabbing the ground and missing him. So I was like, give him eyes if you want him to do better. Don't take shit away from him.
He didn't have his wings at the time, right? Because it's been a minute since I've seen this. Does he still got his wings?
He still had his wings.
Okay.
And
he just fell
all the way.
Yeah.
What? Would have been like, oh, there he is.
And there he is.
Yeah.
They still can't hit him, though, because even out in broad sunlight, when he's a giant, he misses the Rangers like 5 times in the same set of episodes, the same 5 episodes. He tries to
step
on them.
To be fair.
He also can't step on them.
Yeah.
He can't step on them or stab them.
It's difficult to swat a fly with your bare hands.
If the fly can fly, can your foot miss it? No. Bullshit.
If I see it fall on my ass,
oh
yes.
Oh my god.
Next. Oh, Billy.
That's the boy right there.
I love Billy.
The
only complaint I still have to this day is Billy should have been allowed to be gay. His character should have been gay.
Yeah.
I swear. He couldn't hold a girlfriend, okay? And that wasn't because he was just socially awkward I think that there was something going on character-wise they weren't allowed to talk about. And then they make it up like he left for Akatar or whatever because of love. I don't buy that either. I think that the actor was doing it. And that would have been there. It was too early. I think today they would have allowed it, but back then it was just too early and they couldn't make a jump like that.
Next.
Oh God.
What am I saying?
Mask Rider.
Well, you guys can talk about this. I'm done with this guy.
Like 16 times in an episode, they would literally have this dude be like, oh, I'm just a normal guy. I'm going to fight some random. Oh, no, I need to transform. Now I'm out in the middle of the desert. Now I'm going to transform. So now I'm back in the shopping center where I was before. Oh, I need to transform back to the desert again. Because. Now I need to untransform and magically I'm at school because the script calls for me to be at school.
What broken fucking morphine power does he have that he just basically transports him and all of his enemies to the desert?
Because it's the ending. The ending is awful. It is the worst ending job in Saban history. In fact, Saban cares so little for this property that every single episode is on YouTube and it's not flagged. You can go watch it right now. You can just find the playlist.
It's the one that Fox Kids intros.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're just like, we don't even care. Like, just whatever.
Because it's Fox of all people would be like, we need to flag my commercials there.
Because if you flag it, you're drawing attention to it. They'd just rather nobody know it's even there. And if it's not there in the search engine, nobody has to find it.
You know what we should do? We should download all the episodes and do what that dude that live streams the He-Man episodes 24/7 and monetize it. We should monetize this.
Yeah, I sit there.
If anyone steals this idea, I thought it first.
There's a guy on YouTube that
streams
He-Man episodes 24 hours a day, and he's monetized.
Yeah,
I just realized.
Shane, you're at home. Get this shit rolling.
Yeah, get on it, boy.
The Fox Channel and Fox Kids. So does that mean Fox has rights to this show? Or is it still under Saban?
Fox probably wishes it
did. No, hold on.
Because if Fox did, does that mean it would fall under Disney?
Rights are very confusing because when you start talking about licensing, they might have the right. They might have the rights to, say, distribute it, but they don't have the rights to create it. They don't have the rights to show it anymore. But they have the rights to, say, the DVDs, which no one wants, so they won't fucking sell it.
Right. Except for in the UK where there is DVD sets.
So, if now let's just say this real quick. Say Fox does own the rights. Now Disney does.
Yeah,
that's true.
And Disney would own Mask Rider.
Good luck, Disney.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Somehow Disney would still fund it with a return profit.
That's kind of true.
Next.
Oh, yeah, that is question bitch.
Always need to view the plot hole. Plot holes are a requirement of this damn show.
No, that's how she would say it. Zorak says, don't view that plot hole. She says, do you really need to view that plot hole?
Yes!
But do you?
At every damn point.
But why is it being?
She can only ask questions.
You know what?
Can give no answers. She can only ask questions.
You know how I fuck her up? She'd be like, but why? I'd be like, why not?
And she would say, why? Because she can't.
And I would be in a perpetual loop for the rest of eternity.
Because you can't stump her. Her race is already stumped. Her entire race can only ask questions.
Yep.
They can't give answers, make statements, or even form normal sentences.
Right. So here's how we fix this.
Everything they do in the world is question mark.
There's two answers. Tacos and 42. Done.
Followed by, why tacos?
Yep.
And we'll just...
Why not pizza?
She can't settle on an answer.
Tacos.
All she can do is go silent, and maybe you answered your own question.
Next!
Oh no, even better, we'll pull the bill.
Don't care anymore.
I missed him. You know what?
Well played, sir. Well played.
Please, let us continue not caring. Move on.
Next.
Hey, dude, I really wish we could get
you. Oh, just.
Dude, guy! Sorry, he excites me. He is the greatest power in all of history.
It's whatever the script calls
for. Whatever the script calls for, that is his power.
Thank you. All right, how do we get this power? Well, how do we get this power? Because I want that power.
Drew Guy has that power.
Yeah.
In that fan-forstic movie that they released, his power is just whatever the script calls for. He just does things. Like, he uses Jedi mind tricks and, like, picks people up with the Force and shoots lasers and, like, builds singularities because the script told him he could do it. I don't fucking know why.
Yep.
And he had the greatest adversaries in history. He fought enemies like Pilot Light Boy, Sometimes Bear Girl, Springy Man, and Orange Naked Rock Cock Man.
Next. Douche Biggins.
I remember when you made that for me.
Yeah, because you always go, douche.
Yeah, everybody's being a douchebag, so he's like, douchebaggins.
Next.
Hobbitses. Now, the thing is, Scott, have you tried something in the Dragon's Word?
Not lately. No need for it.
It's just okay. Dragon's Word.
That's cool. I don't know anything about what I should say. The Dragon Caesar is awesome. He got a 5. But
yeah. Next. And that's where he still is.
Yes, it's just
at the bottom of Angel Grove, Ocean River Lake.
He was not destroyed. He was the only guy to not be destroyed.
Yeah, if you're looking for me, better check under the Ocean Lake Sea. That is where you'll find me.
Wow.
Next!
Ernie's Detention Center.
That's
From the movie. Yeah.
That's a new movie.
Yeah, because there was no Ernie's Juice Bar. Yeah. Now it's Ernie's Detention Center from the movie.
Yeah, in the new remake.
Dead air! Dead air! Oh, god damn it.
Yes. The best that you fucking know. She's going to fight with her bare hands.
Wow.
Put me in his back, damn it. 2019, you're the
logo.
Hey, our
current logo.
I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
Right.
What? The bare arms?
Yeah, I can't believe you just got that one over me.
So,
dude, you're the dad of the group. What the fuck?
I can't believe you stole that one.
So, Bill, we want to... reveal a bit about the logo that we have now.
That was back when we first disbanded Reploid Productions and put down the gauntlet, decided we were going to be more serious and do the show every week, and some fandom like really took shape.
Yep. And it was more or less using, I think it was a Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Batman. It's just Batman.
So technically speaking, the Fandom Night logo is the fist of Batman. That's basically what it was. I wanted an image of like a knight's gauntlet. And then I got to looking around and I started thinking I was going to do it myself. And then I was like, man. So I found like the Frank Miller comic book cover. And I got to looking at it and I was like, you know, that's not just iconic. I can change that. I can make it ours. So that's not the fist. It's just the beginning part of it. Then I went in and purposely redrew it and etched it out, like, so it's more jagged and it's thinner. And I just kind of stole the concept of the fist coming down like that. But the original inspiration, where that came from, is the Frank Miller Batman fist.
Next. Oh, this was a good idea.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing this still, right?
That would have been a great idea. It just ran funny. What ended up happening was the whole concept of it was we were going to play an entire playoff season. And they were going to announce it. It was going to be Scott
and Seth.
Scott Shane.
Me and you were actually going to do the plays.
What ended up happening that screwed us over was we did the first four, And Shane, yes, it is kind of Shane's fault. Shane kept jumping out of the character base and referencing it as a video game.
Yep.
He kept being like, whoever's controlling so-and-so team and things like that. So he kept losing
the fourth wall.
Yeah, he kept breaking
the
fourth wall by accident, and it kind of screwed up the whole thing that we were going for, and we ended up giving up on it.
I mean, on the plus side, if they do pick it up again, we do have the new...
Yeah, we've got the one on the Switch.
Yeah, the Switch game that's out now. Well, maybe on the PS4, do it that way, so...
But yeah, we were originally going to do this, and...
I still think we should.
My new idea for it is I'm debating buying it for the PS4, and the reason is I thought about live streaming it and having everybody in a PlayStation party. And having the two people playing the teams, their mics are cut. So you can't hear them. You won't be able to hear their banter. But you will be able to hear the banter of the two people that are commenting on what they're watching. So we'll be able to play it live so that the hosts also don't know what's coming and they'll be watching an actual football game.
I was going to say, I do have it on this where I just don't have it with the newest expansions that they released. So.
What they expanded?
It's in that complete edition on the Switch. It's like some additional teams and a dynasty mode.
Well, yeah. I think that came on the Switch.
Yeah, it was a complete edition for the Switch, but on the PS4, if you got it later, you could have gotten a complete edition.
Okay.
Next!
This thing goes.
No, I miss it. There's
I
times,
do too, but
there's
oh
times
my
I
God,
still want
we,
to go back and talk Final Fantasy.
We went from 1 through... Where did we die off? Was it 9?
We made it all the way through.
No, the first time.
Oh, the first time.
We
first
died
time we died, first time we died off right before Final Fantasy X.
So yeah. We died off at 9.
Yep.
And it took us like 2 more years to actually finally start back up again and then start cruising through. But we did it better that time, and we had better recording equipment.
Yes.
It, honestly, to this day, still some of my favorite work that we have done.
In fact,
holy fuck!
On the RSS feed, you can still get every one of the old episodes that are labeled as Final Fantasy Legacy Flashback.
Yep.
And then all the new ones that were recorded later. And I do an intro at the beginning of the flashbacks where I talk about why it was decided to go back over the Legacy and change what we were doing. Because very much people were buzzed by the idea of things like Angry Video Game Nerd. And it was.
It wasn't quite killing it, but it was definitely dragging it down.
It was negative.
Yeah.
Negative was a positive thing.
Yeah.
And to be negative and to be shitty was acceptable and awesome, and that's something that I wanted to get rid of. Because the first time we ran through these games, we got through 9 of them, and all we did was shit on every single game, because at the time, Angry Video Game Nerd and things of that nature had kind of made an impact, even subconsciously, where we were like, it's going to be funnier and more entertaining if we just shit on everything. And then I wanted to go back and change that when our mindsets had changed, and we actually talked about the games and gave legitimate reasons for liking or disliking things. And if you look at the scores, from the flashbacks to when we did it again, they're very different.
Yeah.
Well, that it also helped that we didn't have as many hosts for this stuff too, because it was just
us.
Yes.
For the most part, for the second run through the original one, we had us five, we had Spencer, we had Kevin, we had Jack, we had Jeremy for some of them, we had Greg for some of them, we had random other friends of ours that were in on it from time to time,
in
too.
Fact,
and it wrecks some of the scores that when we've gone back and actually looked through them, I think the only one that really didn't change too drastically was Final Fantasy VI, because that pretty much was almost a perfect game.
Well, okay, this show has had to face evolution. And part of that evolution, one of the things that ended up taking place was, in fact, it's on the Sentai Review. If you're on that channel, you can literally find the playlist. There's a playlist for the Legacy stuff.
Yeah.
But if you go there and watch it, you'll figure out that there are certain things that we don't allow now. Like, Kevin never played the game. That's not allowed now. If you haven't played the game, or if your information or your opinion is hard bias, we will not allow your score to count.
Yeah.
And that was something that we had to do, but you have to make these mistakes in order to figure out where you're coming from.
But like, I think that's why I was only in, I think, two of them with the second time around. But
yes.
Around the time that I was in, but I was only in two because I only played a few most of the way through. So.
Right. Honestly, Final Fantasy XI, I think, was one of the few episodes that Greg actually came back in on because he actually played the game too.
Yes.
And Shane, I think.
Greg Deucer was there.
Yeah, the Greg Deucer.
The Greg Deucer.
I mean, it only took him 3 years to finally show up for him, you know, after he said, I'll be there in 30. 30 minutes, guys. I'll be
30
there.
Minutes.
30 minutes, I'll be there 3 years later. Hey, guys, what's up?
That long 10
shit, minutes. Sir! You have freezing time?
Very long 10 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes to live and explode 3 years for Greg to fucking show up.
Yeah.
What's next?
Next. Forgetful Toriyama.
Oh, man. We didn't get to do this as much as I wanted to. I wanted to go through all of Dragon Ball Z, and we only made it like 4 episodes, so we did 4 chapters. So they're good episodes if you listen to them in the RSS, but like, we never got to go anywhere near what we wanted to do.
Yeah,
so.
It was mostly me and Bill that had the big, I think, 4-in-1, 3-in-1?
Yes. They're deluxe. They're bigger and they have the color pages and nothing's cut out and you can see all the artwork for what it is. Normally when you buy a manga, you buy what's referred to as an economic book. These are smaller. They're always smaller than the original cuts. They feature a lot of the volumes all put together, like a lot of the chapters. And then when you get them, they're in these smaller, usually recycled paper books. The deluxe versions are printed on better paper, their original size, and they have all the colored pages. The economic books don't have the colored pages. And it's customary when you read a manga that usually the beginning of a song or the beginning of a main chapter line of stories is usually colored.
But Forgetful Toriyama was more or less us going back and realizing that the stuff Toriyama forgot to write and draw until later on.
Or stuff that he drew earlier and then forgot later on.
Yep. Like forgetting about Piccolo's stretchy arms.
Yeah, that would have helped him out a lot in certain situations.
To be fair, Dragon Ball Z seems to have this very weird rule that if you do the attack once and it is not a great, wonderful, successful attack, you just never do it again.
Yeah.
Ever. Doesn't matter if it would be helpful later. Like Ten Shinhan able to grow 4 or 6 arms. And do double tri beams. No, fail. I'll never do it again.
No, instead we just, you know, use our geometrical improbability to, you know, upset.
Oh, God.
Tipsy Zord.
Yeah, slipping back.
Let me have one with the nipple shooters.
Yeah,
you
got
nipple
gun jubblies.
Yeah. You got Vulcan cannon nipples.
Next.
Fire the Vulcan nipples.
Gam-Gam! Gam-Gam G.
Yes!
I wasn't here for this one, was I?
You were not!
No.
What the fuck is
her? So, he
what
is...
What the fuck
is he? He looks like a budget metalhead.
Yeah. I want to say it's Kamen Rider Stronger. It is
the one guy I immediately hate.
Yeah. I thought it was like the secondary sidekick.
No, just Stronger sidekick is the ladybug. That we all absolutely adore.
Then, who the fuck was it? Because it was one of them. One of them that is their sidekick. And he's supposed to be like the literal, like, goofy joke. Like, he follows him around like a fanboy. Like, that's supposed to be a homemade, like, costume and shit. And he's supposed to, like, just be an absolute joke compared to the other guy, which made the other guy seem a million times better.
You know what the sad thing is? I still would prefer this guy over all versions of Strong.
All versions? I don't know. I've seen some of those concept arts that people are coming up with. That
are amazing. I'm not ashamed, but you still want to see versions of Strong.
Skyliner side.
Skyliner.
Okay. Yeah, it was just in the chat.
Next!
Oh, yeah.
And of course.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth.
Goku Sentai.
Goku Sentai.
Yep. Everybody has Team 4-Star to blame for this episode. Because I was literally rewatching it. I was just going through, like, DBCA, And they did that. They're like, "Toku sentai toku." I was like, "Ah, fuck!" They said the magic word.
Yeah,
we have to review them.
But the way you guys announced the episode, and I was not in on the actual planning, everybody, I still, even
right.
now, have received comments that people did not think we were doing this. When you guys said we were doing a Sentai Vogue episode, they thought we were going to cover all the different crazy poses from
right.
all Rangers.
Okay, we need to do that too.
And we never did
that's
that.
On the list now.
We did this.
Yep.
So now poses
yeah,
are
but on the list.
On
but not
list.
That list. You know the list.
Future Scott, add it to the list.
Just not Machine list.
Yeah, yeah, not Shane's list. Next.
It's not Christmas yet.
Oh, yes.
Ring.
The best.
He's the best.
It just has a shitty sword.
No.
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 He has a shitty
sword. You know what? I know somebody here.
Boy.
I know somebody who's not here that would agree with me wholeheartedly. But
yeah, he's not here.
He's not
yeah,
here, so
not
I
here.
Have to be the double voice.
That's fine.
So.
That's fine, because we got two voices over here on our.
It does not sound.
No, it doesn't.
Pyramid is awesome.
No, Pyramid looks stupid.
So
no, the sword is fine. It was the toy
yeah.
that sucked.
Yeah, but it ruined it. It ruined it for
no.
everything.
No, it does not.
It
no,
tanked
it does
his
not.
Score so hard.
Next!
Fucking Midas!
Ooh, that's sweet.
Yeah, Green Ranger with a candle.
That picture's awesome. That's one of my backgrounds.
Nice.
That
I
is. Because I gave him access to all the material I ever collected and said, if any of this you can use, go ahead. And that's one of my favorite all-time pictures. I use it for one of my major backgrounds.
Next.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Why are you kicking yourself?
That guy's still alive.
He still tries
yeah.
to kick himself.
Kind of.
Yeah.
He's, well, okay, he's a long time ago dead.
Yeah.
Because we send him back to, like, the Revolution?
Yeah. And that's assuming he survived the Revolution.
Right. Didn't he have to? Because isn't technically the whole thing is, like, much like Fry from fucking Futurama?
We have,
his own, like,
we have argued that this Tommy going back in time is part of the reason that the family line gets somewhat strange. We
right.
think that this guy inadvertently kind of had kids that led to
group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Next.
That's just cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That is.
It's cool.
For a second, I was like, what the hell is the other half of the hell? Oh, never mind.
No, Shane. Shane, you are wrong. You said Pyramid is dumb.
Yes!
Fuck
yeah.
you.
I'm glad you're not here!
Yeah.
Next.
You know, it's gonna be funny if, like, 10 minutes
from
now, Shane just kicks that
it's
door open and be like, how the fuck did you get in here? You don't come back.
And I'll call him a dunce fuck to his face.
This was another good idea, but we couldn't exactly get away with
it. It was a good idea, bad idea.
Yeah. The green with Christmas evils,
I knew they were gonna flag me on that. I couldn't even try to ignore the truth of it. I remember when I saw the upload, I was like, this isn't good. They're going to flag the shit out of you, Scott. I was like, you can't do that.
On the first day of Christmas,
but this is a good episode.
You can be a copy strike on YouTube. Wait, what?
Yeah, it was. It most certainly was.
Yeah, because much after just the first episode of doing that, went back and re-edited it just using images.
Didn't they try to flag that one, too?
No, we haven't been flagged on images. No, I'm sorry. We've been flagged once on images by fucking Nintendo for a picture, a still frame picture of Pikachu.
Yep.
Just a Pikachu standing there, and fucking Nintendo flagged us.
Next.
Maybe next time we shall.
God.
Cheese sandwiches!
In order for the Power Rangers movie to happen, they get teleported, right? So they get teleported to another fucking planet. On their journey to the other planet, somehow like 3 days goes by. How do you survive 3 days in a teleport?
Cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
The most delicious of sandwiches.
Well, look, here's what happened. In the movie, it is very much noon. Okay? The sun is right there. They teleport to Zordon. Zordon says, oh, by the way, fucking bad guy. So they teleport to the bad guy. When they get there, in Angel Grove, which means it's the same fucking place. They didn't go across the world. They go back to Angel Grove.
It's nighttime.
It's so fucking nighttime that the guards watching the egg are falling asleep and need coffees.
Yep.
So it's like fucking midnight. Which means that their teleporters don't work like Star Trek. They must travel in very slow real time. And then Zordon says, you guys need to teleport to this fucking planet. But teleporting across the city took like 9 fucking hours.
I'm pretty sure 3 days is not going to be long enough to get to this planet, Bill.
At the most, I said, this has to be a 40-day teleport. And that's the best I can give it. Maybe you get faster as you go because
wait, no, I know what it is.
And then we said
space has no friction. So once you go, you just keep going.
Right, but at the same time, there's something else very strange about the teleport technology. Ivan Ooze smelt them before they got there, which means that even though you are beams of light, you must have consciousness, be able to speak, starve, and excrete body odors. Because Ivan can smell you. So when they travel across the universe, they're gonna need lunch.
They're gonna need a bathroom break. Yeah.
I can just poop in space.
Next.
I don't think they're gonna be able to drunk trial and going at partial speed of light.
Joe Dirt can hold around with fucking AstroTurn.
They can take AstroTurn.
Thank you. Better like the show, otherwise they'll cut you.
Oh, fuck his show.
Oh, fuck, is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
That's the dude that fucking murdered his roommate with a fucking sword?
Yes.
That's our Wild Force Ranger guy. That
oh, fucking, I know.
Yeah. Holy
I know.
Shit.
That's why I said, fuck that man's show. And then again, the fucking condor is going to explode in 10 minutes.
What is that?
What's his name?
Where's the
Snake is going to be in this if he's there?
What the fuck is this from?
I don't remember. I just found it online and it's like, wait, that's the guy? It looks like the guy who cut... Oh, I never did that.
No, see, Seth, if Sega showed up, it means he's going to make us play a Sega Saturn. I would be okay with receiving a Sega Saturn to play.
That's true.
So if Sega wants to bust through that door and tell me I need to play a goddamn Sega Saturn, I'm like, sir, please bring it out. I would be more than happy to oblige you.
Ask him to pinch it into the Kamen Rider first.
Sega would throw your ass across the room and make you explode for not liking Paramitis.
That's
true. Next. Hulk and Clack. Hulk and Clack at level 4. So this is an old dumb joke from when we used the live stream. Which one was it? Ultimate Alliance 1?
First one, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was from Ultimate Alliance 1 because it carried over into 2 when we finally got
Stop giving Hulk the combat. Level 4.
Yeah. Literally, I was playing as the Hulk and I was like, oh, I think I get the clap at level 4. And I was like, you what now? Hulk, I'm sleazy woman. Hulk, get level 4. Get clap.
Hulk forgot to
come. Make him really mad. Give them extra power.
That's why he's so pissed.
That's my... Why does Hulk penis hurt so bad? Burn with pee!
Is this the Green Ranger?
Green Ranger. Apparently giving the Zordon a message.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have a message for you. Your mouth. Whack!
Next.
Hey, you remember when we brought up that stupid shitty guy? I was really hoping not to see a fucking image of him today.
There you go! It's too late!
And I turned over here and looked at you and mentioned that.
Hey, Bill,
do you also remember what I asked you before we even came here to do the live stream panel? Am I going to have to go outside your head today?
Next.
Ah, teenagers. No.
I said teenagers while teleporting.
Yep. Wait, are you sure that's how the news?
Yeah,
it's
not the news.
It's not apocalypse. I thought it was apocalypse.
No, it's not apocalypse.
Don't you mean Thanos?
No.
No.
No, dude. Apocalypse looks like high the news.
Yeah, I know.
Alright.
Yeah, because we ran through all the promotional pictures. We were like, why for you to be high the news?
Next.
Oh, yeah. This
is a comic book crossover.
I read into that.
I was about to say, you've got that.
I did. I
can read that.
Issues, I don't have the whole thing. I probably have to get it right here at some point.
It's pretty. It's
fine.
Next.
Oh, yeah, where he belongs. Justin is the worst goddamn character ever.
And to make it worse, just
back to how shitty fucking Turbo is.
You caused problems with that, by the way, because there were a lot of people that defended the fuck out of Justin. They were very mad about your opinion.
I'm waiting for something.
I don't care. Because the problem with Justin comes down to the editing again. Because of the set tie, he is not a 2-year-old in high school who, when he morphs, looks like a 2-year-old in a fucking Halloween costume. That's what killed me with the show. There are times Justin will morph, and he will stand this tall next to Tommy, who is this tall. Then there's other times where they're fighting where he inches and morphs, and he's this tall next to Tommy, who is this tall. No! Your editing sucks!
Dude, my problem wasn't even that. It was that
Turbo.
A child shouldn't have been on that battlefield. Period.
Well, there's that too, yes.
Next.
Hey, look, good writers.
Yeah.
Not
good will writers.
I was about to say, no, that's not what I was supposed to get dressed up as this year, but nobody got the outfit.
Yeah. That's still an open challenge, too.
I mean, if somebody can find it, these guys buy it. I already said it. I have no problem dressing up the entire Zach weekend as Goodwill Rider. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck. Because I can always take the helmet later and repurpose it as a great Sandman. So it's
okay. I already found a great Sandman today, so.
It's true.
I know. It's my sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, he was rocking me.
Next.
His name is also Scott.
Oh, yeah. The Black Ranger.
He's done. He didn't give a fuck about this Ranger shit.
I'm done with this group. Fucking, now this is thing.
Shane's favorite picture.
It's because that's how we feel sometimes these days going through the robos.
Yeah. In fact, future Scott, hold on to that picture. You're going to need it for robos.
No, Shane hated these guys. Shane thought they were so stupid. He hates their freaking squirrely flight suits. He did not care for them.
Did he hate the shoulder pauldrons and all of them?
He didn't like melee.
He didn't like it.
Oh.
See? Hey, he's the shitty
thing. Hey, brother. Really shitty thing. Really shitty.
That was fucking shitty.
That toy, the
screen above us. The screen above us makes it look worse.
It's true.
It's so much worse. Yes.
I had a shit on my fucking pyramid again. Can't leave him alone.
2019, the year of Nick wins.
Next.
That's cool, dude.
I mean, how pixelated it looks.
Haven't seen a picture of this.
See, you're even people in YouTube channel making fun of you.
They're wrong, damn it!
They're like, dude, it's a pyramid.
The pyramid is awesome, damn it.
Not insulting you with the way I did it. I just wanted to add that. Hardcore boner about it.
It's because it was awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
Oh, 13 motherfuckers! Fucking motherfuckers to beat a motherfucker!
None! You don't need 13 motherfuckers!
Okay, look, I'd rather have 13 motherfuckers beat a motherfucker than a Zord that has 20 something fucking forms that's like, I changed my wristband.
That's the last decade of Power Rangers.
I know.
Next. Leo Garden.
Yes. Spider Marvel.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, if you really look at his design, we ended up incorporating quite a bit from him for the Superior Spider-Man stuff.
Yep.
Next.
Except for the whole gun thing. I don't think Superior had a gun.
He could have, you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care, it's still the best thing we ever did.
This was back when he was cool! Before they turned him into the same punk bitch joke that Rita was.
Yes, they do do that.
And Mary to Rhea.
And then got stuck in a snow globe.
Well, that's the movie.
Yeah, I know. Until later gets taken out of the snow globe and all that, and then they end up becoming good guys.
He honestly didn't bother me. Even when he got married, he didn't bother me.
Right.
I just didn't like the fact that his incompetence seemed to grow.
Oh, Jesus.
Maniac might be. Man.
Until we reviewed those pictures, I didn't realize that there's not a single moment that that Mikey does not look like he may be crazy.
Right?
Like that whole movie, every single time you get a still image of him, it looks like something is wrong.
Yeah, that's why we came up with Maniac Mikey.
Yeah.
He will skin you alive with his nunchucks. No, Mikey, here.
Give me pizza.
Mikey, here. Have a slice of pizza. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
So, in the shredder, I crash into your wall.
Was that a bullet?
Next. My master morpher.
My son.
They're finally making all the coins for it, too. Did you see that?
Nice.
They're making, like, Zeo coins and things like that for it.
Yeah.
I actually
like
that.
It was one of the meanest ideas that episode came up.
I think it makes perfect sense. I think we've already been shown that it can be done, and it's not that far of a stretch to believe that if you can repurpose the Morpher to become the Zeonizer, then why can't you repurpose the crystals to become coins, or so on and so forth? All you need is a catalyst to plug into the grid. That's all it is. It's a mystical source. So if that thing, that's way better. Like the Gokaiger has like a cell phone, and they open it up and they take a key and they flip it down and do that makes more sense to me. If there's just a coin and you have like 20 something coins, and you don't have to carry them all either. He just says what it is and the coin switches. Yep. That made perfect sense.
I mean,
that fixes a lot of ignorant plot hole devices.
Even for the shows that he did have a coin in, like Dino, he just worked.
Right.
Yeah.
And that makes perfect sense.
Next.
Oh, yeah. The thing we're never going to do again. You missed it.
I was about to say, I missed this one too.
While you were on vacation.
It wasn't vacation, it was mental health hiatus.
No, I said vacation, stomach work.
Oh, okay.
You missed you work.
You missed Porn Tommy that wears his shield the entire porno and has a fake ponytail wig.
and it's
noticeable.
And you spin kick.
It's a kick.
Yes.
Yeah, it's three straight kicks, Tommy.
Seth, you are the porn master of our team.
Yeah.
How did you not already send this to me?
Because it's on the YouTube.
Yes, the movie.
Oh, the movie?
I need to see this and how terrible it is.
I think I still have it on my laptop. I can,
enjoy.
Yeah, you usually set this stuff
up. Yeah. Mikey Cop.
Look at Mikey.
This just gets worse.
Maybe Mikey's at it again.
Yeah.
Mikey giving booed.
That's so bad. That was snuck in. That's not an accident. Somebody knew it. This was back when they were frame animation. They had to do this by cells.
Yep.
So you know that somebody drew that.
Right.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a fucking accident.
Right. It's like in The Little Mermaid where they're like, hey, you have a week left to finish this movie. By the way, as soon as the movie's done, you're fired. So they're at the end scene and the guy was like, oh, well then it looks like this preacher married him is just gonna pop wood. If I'm getting big, you're getting big.
You're getting big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Castle Venus is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
Our Megazord. Nostalgia.
OG Megazord from the Merkins. Yep, the Merkins.
Guys, in you.
Backhand you like she was. And six hands of backhand.
Daisuke would kick our Megazord's ass.
It's true, but still.
Next.
This is what we grew up on, Dale.
And here.
And here. Here's more.
More of our
what we started with.
It's okay, Zach just wants to ask you a question. Billy hopes it pikes your interest.
Next! Oh my goodness!
Oh, dude, yeah.
The edit on that is so bad. He gets his hand shot, he does like a front flip, falls on the ground, agonizes, and then is defeated.
The Green Ranger, everybody.
Dude, in their show, that fight went differently at that point. He did not get his hand shot and be defeated.
Yeah.
That no, he woke up on the boss and then got defeated.
Next.
Okay, see, if that would have been our neighborhood watch, life would have been epic. Right? It's terrifying at the same time.
No, well, I was going to say, no, because there'd always be like golden tarantula monkeys coming down swinging swords with clay creatures and shit.
Right. Yeah, but at least we'd have cool entertainment on the way home. We'd be like,
I can guarantee you that your insurance does not cover giant golden tarantula monkeys stepped on my car.
Right.
Next.
We would have been in high school at the time.
And this, which is
my car. Turtles.
Yeah, this is why we have to attack the turtles.
Yeah, that's why we have to cover the turtles.
Because the crossover
runs away when we come back from the break.
More turtles.
It's turtles three times.
Oh, yeah. I sent that day.
Nope. Shane already claimed that.
Yeah.
No, Shane's not sick. Shane has to be in the episode.
Me, Shane are both sick.
Basically, the DVDs will die if Shane doesn't do the DVDs.
We can't go three until Shane does Turtles 3.
So, yeah. Fan rage to Shane.
Yep, send your fan rage to Shane.
Next.
And if he's going bad enough, I'll even send his phone number so he can start texting him.
Well, we have to launch that.
I'll give you his address.
Yeah, it's true. He's supposed to be moving in a few months anyway.
He's
moving
next month.
Dude, watching that crap is awful.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be even worse when we have to analyze this shit.
Yeah, I watched the first 9 episodes and was like, oh.
I barely got through 4 or 5.
You know, I watched like the first disc that I put in and was like, oh man, this is awful.
Seth, what you're telling me is the next time we film, I need to bring whiskey for me and you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
Or put the Russian vodka.
Old Bill Logan.
Oh, that's right.
Vodka.
That's the thing.
Old Bill Logan.
Yeah. Old Bill Logan. Old Bill Logan almost came to the X-Men panel, but he did.
I was
real close.
Next. Oops, I murdered somebody.
Oops,
yeah.
I murdered somebody. God damn this shit.
Crazy.
If we would have never got a Turtles 2, that literally would have been oops, I murdered someone. Because it just walks up and pulls that lever.
Oops.
Oops, I murdered someone. And then he goes and makes out with April. Like, he's a fucking sociopath.
Right.
But
no, the question really is, though, who's worse, Crazy Case or Maniac Mindy?
You think you can just take our American powerful Rangers?
Yeah, these guys.
Yeah, that's in the,
That's that unofficial.
Yeah.
Guys.
Damn it. What
the Oculus.
Oculus, yes. Yes, our American Rangers make a cameo.
On the plus side, the shield on the Green Rangers right from the American Rangers, somehow.
I don't know if it's in this set, but yeah, then they start, they're like, no. And then they start macking hardcore on the girls, like, ooh, these.
Yeah, they took it. That's because the girl that played the villain in that was actually like a porn actress or whatever.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, yeah.
There's some Power Ranger toys there, Nick.
Yeah, some more knockoffs.
Well, I was about to say, I feel as though that those are not officially licensed.
Power Man's. Warfare.
Power Man's, man.
Just like the Pokemans.
I love how Spider-Man's in there, too.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
You got animated Spider-Man, and then you got toy Spider-Man.
It's so good.
I want to say that's Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, that's Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Because that's from the... Is that the second movie?
I think that's the box art from the second movie.
Very well could be.
I don't know. Either way, the fucking, because the action figures are just repurposed Batman.
Yeah.
They're so good.
I love that episode so much. There was so much craziness going on. Each picture took like 20 minutes to digest. And they go, what the fuck?
Dude, I tried to post it to the RSS and I listened to it and I was like,
ew, or you have to see what we're looking at.
Next,
Seth, I meant the toy that they needed down to the point that you were making. Wait a minute. What's that even mean?
Okay. So, Mighty Morphin, Morpher.
Did you just punch Mike?
No.
You're the Mighty Morphin, man! Yeah, the movie.
Hey, the movie was fucking sweet.
Yeah, it was, especially considering the fact that we had figured out some bullshit from the movie just looking at the photos and overanalyzing.
And we called out quite a bit before that movie launched.
Right.
When did we get the sequel?
From what I understand.
Yes.
They were hardcore saying that they were, like, less than a year ago.
Now with all the switching and everything like that, it's going to Bandai.
Last I heard, they were still interested in doing a sequel.
But now it will be up to Bandai whether or not they care to do a sequel.
Yeah.
No, it's not Bandai. Bandai's the one that just lost it, isn't it?
You know, I'll get back to more Bob some other time.
Yeah. I thought it was Saban threw it over to Bandai.
Saban lost it. I thought Bandai was the one that had their...
I thought it was. I thought he lost it to Bandai.
It's Hasbro. Bandai was the toy company that just lost it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
But Bandai still has the toy rights in Japan, so...
Well, yeah, that's because they have the rights to Sentai.
But the Power Rangers, a completely different property, is now owned by Hasbro.
Next.
Oh, yeah, steering wheel cock.
That's true.
See, now you just looked up.
You can give it direction.
Yeah.
And it will take it.
They always do say that sometimes cock does drive women crazy.
Wow.
Our promotional to plug that we're doing starting card cock Kamen Rider.
Yeah. Move on.
Next.
Never got finished.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I gave that to you. That was never released.
I think, wasn't that supposed to be for Legacy of Gaming?
Originally, I was going to take sprites from every single Super Nintendo game I could get my hand on, and I was lacing them throughout this image. It was going to surround the R logo, and that was back in Revlon Productions. And then I got about this far, probably worked on it for like an hour or something, just kind of framing out what I wanted, and then I just kind of decided not to do it. And the image still exists, but it was nowhere near complete.
Next.
Goodwill
Rider.
Yep.
I still hate that stupid Dapper
Hand. Dapper Hand
is the greatest.
You mean the adult hand?
No, that hand sucks. It's not as cool as the adult. If he had an adult hand, not an adult hand, but an adult hand. I have to stop for a second, like, wait a minute, hold up. Look at his pose,
Is
he kind of been great?
Next.
Here's
the married couple.
Honey, did you remember to go get the milk? Bitch, I told you I'd get it when I'm ready.
It doesn't sound like that.
I know.
That was an awful Zed!
That's an awful Rita, too!
Dude, my voice is shot from having to run security at the convention over the weekend. Fuck you. I can't voice well. Honestly, right now, it's probably the best time I can do Salt Snake.
Fucking moron.
Or Rocky.
Isn't this fucking
when he does that dumb joke kick,
he flies out of the ring.
Yeah, well, he wanted some pound cake, and nobody, and everyone said no.
Doesn't fucking stand.
No, even you.
A standing, spinning back kick, and somehow fell out of the fucking ring.
From the other side.
From the other side of the ring.
Yep.
Talent. He has
none.
He has none.
None. All metal talent available. Next.
It's actually a blessing in disguise that they got rid of Rocky, though, because they ended up winning that tournament that year because Jason was in the tournament.
So, Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
We haven't done very many of these. The girls take over the show from time to time and do Sailor Moon and make me talk about the fact that some little girl fucked a horse.
Yep. And that's not counting the cousin lovers.
Yep.
Nick, it was horrible. And nobody seemed to notice it until we were mid-episode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, she has this relationship with the horse and blah, blah, blah. They were just going to move past it. They were like, and so I said, whoa, she dates a fucking horse?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but he can become a man. I was like, but it's a horse. I was like, let me just center on this for a second.
Bestiality.
No, honestly, that just gives it a new twist on the term Italian Stallion.
It also bothered me that later on they started talking about the fact that the little girl's first crush was Tuxedo Mask. To which I said, whoa, ain't that her dad?
And she says, opposite of Oedipus Complex.
And she says,
I keep forgetting.
Well, they said
there's another complex that's the opposite of what Oedipus complex is.
Because Oedipus wanted to fuck his mom.
Yeah.
And there's a different one where the girl wanted to fuck daddy.
Because right after that, they were like, well, she doesn't know. And I was like, but doesn't she come from a future where she knows her dad and knows that that's her dad? And then they were like, they had an epiphany. They were like, oh, this show's really fucked up.
Next. Just like this much, maybe. This much.
Wow.
Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Shameless plugs. Max.
Best Christmas ever! And she's not here.
She literally just tuned in. Let's see if he stays for this.
Oh my god!
This is gonna be so good.
Shane, you still watching?
Yeah, Shane, you're still in the episode.
That is fucking he, Shane.
Defender of the universe.
Might be a little much for he shame.
All right, defender of him.
Now, for those wondering, one year, I was working at Spirit Halloween and decided to buy gifts by way of costumes, one of which I gave to Shane, being He-Man.
Yeah.
With the sword.
Actually, if I remember right, Bill, didn't you post that to the Fandom Night page on Facebook?
Every Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you stop, I will punch you in the throat.
Every Christmas it has been posted.
And I think Shane's girlfriend does too.
Yeah.
I think I end up sharing it too, just among people, because it's funny. Because we have Shane dancing in He-Man outfit to the He-Man parody. If you haven't seen that after this, before you go watch all the old cool Final Fantasy Legacy episodes. Watch the He-Man.
Sabaz Mask Dragon.
I'll be honest though, if people were interested in watching those old Final Fantasies, I have wanted to do the gaming show again for a long time. There's just been nothing backing it. There's been no fan call for it.
Maybe nice to bring it back. Because then I can actually, maybe.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Shane is missing.
Shane is missing.
And Shane, that happens all the time. Fuck Bill. That is one of the worst photoshops you've ever done of Shane's face.
Okay, here's how this happened. This, which is magnificent, by the way. This.
I remember vaguely when this happened. But
I was told
you did.
I was told literally an hour before we were due to film something, Shane had to be in.
Yep.
I'm not going to be there. And I was like, what?
We're going to do the zero
to Shane. And Shane was like, hey, I'm not going to be there.
So I decided I was going to do an episode to talk about it.
Oh, to talk about Shane not being there.
So I ran the episode, I put down whatever images I could, and then I was like, I need, like, a Shane picture. So I go looking through my pictures, and I find a Shane drinking vodka. You know?
And wait, I say, was it vodka? Or was it the Bacardi 151?
It might have been Bacardi.
Because it was your birthday.
Because I got that with Shane. With that Shane face.
I took that picture.
And I decided that that was Shane's avatar from now on. And I made this very quickly so that I could get the thumbnail.
You didn't pull all of our avatars for this, did you?
I don't know. I didn't pull the pictures.
Sex.
But you also have a wonderful
last time. Oh, I know.
Sinister!
Sinister. All I know is apparently Nick Martinez says Bill's looking like fire. This makes for an enjoyable Sunday. And then that Kamen Rider Dragonite adaptation's got a Japanese dub.
Next.
So, yeah.
Oh, Shane has a message. He says, damn, I look good.
Oh, what a place!
Doggy Cougar.
Yeah. The differences between the two dogs from the Sentai on the left. And our bullshit on the right.
Our aqua dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've got nothing for Kruger.
Next!
The Spocks unite.
Well, because we do stuff, we do talk about
I do talk
tricks.
About Star Trek, but yeah, that just fucked my mind all
up.
All of a sudden we got two Spocks. Am I supposed to talk about Star Trek right now?
No.
No, this is not Star Trek. Yes!
Next.
Well, I mean...
Bee Buddies!
Bee Buddies.
They don't have hands.
Sting Wingers are the name of these things.
No, they're Bee Buddies. They take all the
wings on
your ship. They eat all your food. Yes. They shit everywhere.
Officially,
they're all your toilets. You can't fix them.
Officially, they're Sting Wingers. They
couldn't even kill themselves.
Yep.
They were the dumbest, worst, illegitimate, awful fucking buddies ever in the history of the show. Those stupid things live on a ship made by hand because the creators of the ships have fucking hands. They are the foot soldiers of the entire empire. But since they don't have hands, they cannot interact with anything on the ship. They can't utilize any technologies. They can't carry anything. When it was decided that they would kill themselves, they had to report to a station where somebody else put a fucking bomb on them, like a backpack, because they couldn't put the bomb on to go blow up the fucking Megazord. So they can't even kill themselves. All they do is take up space in your ship, eat all your fucking food, breathe your fucking air, shit on the goddamn floor, and kill themselves with your assistance. Awful fucking fun.
Alright. I know from time to time in my drunken rage, back in my early 20s, I've come up with some weird things like, let's do this with bees. This is not what I meant.
Next.
The pain would be
stop. Don't do that. Awful.
Do what I want, you stupid intermental prick. Get the fuck out of here. Isn't there some other multiverse you can go fuck with for 5 minutes?
No, question me!
Don't make me look at your viewing log. I will look at your history.
No.
No, you won't.
I'll delete.
Professor X is going to go back and deal with the X-Men. I'm done with this intermental!
Next.
Professor X.
That's what we came up with.
Super genius!
Oh, yeah.
The travel and a brain.
Yeah.
So that's why Shane didn't make it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was our Billy.
Dude, you got roasted.
Billy 2.0 and Tanya card, which I'm still getting shit for. Fuck you. Tanya doesn't make fucking sense.
Yep.
I was going to say, originally this was made for Dex.
Yeah, originally that was made for Dex.
Yeah.
but it's carried over to others as well.
Yep.
Like Tanya, super genius, 7-year-old in a teenager's body that knows calculus.
Yes.
The 7-year-old Tanya from middle of Africa, where the most...
She's also bilingual. She's bilingual. She's a movie buff.
Next.
Make a video about that.
Right.
You can.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. I can make that for us. I can't make it for where I work. I come to figure out because I want to. I even brought it up.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, all right. What did your boss say?
He laughed his ass off. That's and told me we can't do that, Bill.
You have these safety videos. That's the best safety video ever.
So it would have been.
April Fool's Day.
See, seriously, I will come in for a week straight for first shift to help you film that. Just talk to my boss, keep locating.
I gotta get it. Look, right now they're not gonna let me do it, but it would be so great. That would be the best week of my work life. Making a time through school and driving construction.
Next.
Those
are the tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills.
And
that is the Scott took gay porn over
me. Scott
Sorry. It's because I was looking at you. Shane took gay porn over Big Scott. He was looking at me. He said Scott, but he meant Shane.
Yes.
Yeah. How fucked in the head are you right now? I had very little sleep this weekend, and I'm still functional.
I'm sorry, it's the Black Ranger's package. He's all fucked up over there. I mean, black is that he's a black man. Not that he's this guy over here.
Next.
That's the OG Turtles game.
The NES one, yeah.
Like the first one.
But what that Bill decided to play for the anniversary.
Yep.
Instead of the multiplayer.
Look, 4 years for Turtles.
4 years for four Turtles.
Oh god, that's right. Didn't I get fucked over and stuck with Raph?
No.
No.
In fact, if you watch that video,
I get stuck with Mikey.
No, if you watch that video, people were arguing over what they were gonna do. And
because you kept being like, oh, well I can solve this who gets who? Donatello. Yeah, I tried that and I got told no.
Then they said everybody was gonna do this at random. Then you said that you were just going to toss the controller and whatever turtle was next, that's the guy you have to use. Okay, now when you did that, the start of that video...
Oh, no, see, because I rewatched it.
Everybody's arguing over what turtle they're going to use. And you get to Greg, and he specifically says, the only turtle I won't use...
Is Raph.
Is Raph. He's like, you got to have range. Raph is the worst fucking turtle in the game. I'm not fucking touching it. And then... You threw the controller, and that's who we got.
Yep. Because I forgot about that, because we had done like 3 takes and stuff.
Yes.
And I forgot that he said, I will not play Raphael.
You even offered him Mike, and he was fine with that. He just didn't want Raph. He ended up with fucking Raph.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, and then his select button was broken, and he got the fucking throwing stars, and he can't stop fucking throwing the stars, and the mousers are walking to the ground, and they only shoot straight and up, and he can't fucking kill him?
Oh, yeah. The Akiba guys again.
Awkward.
Yeah, no shit.
Next.
Yes! Tony Fight Snake!
Yeah, that exact frame. It's more than random. Tommy makes up the snake.
It's so good.
Come here, Mr. Slithersworth. Give Daddy a smooch.
Oh, no.
I wonder how often somebody approaches Jason David Frank and asks him about making out with the snake.
Until we started doing this show, none of these questions were going around the cons. Until recently. I had a fan write me
about the
and say that he'd gone to a con and he met with Bosch and asked him literally to his face Did you ever realize that your character continually got dicked? Because he, and from what I understand, I guess his response was like, "What?" And he was like, "You have been the Megazord's cockpiece in every single iteration since you came on the show." And he, I guess he didn't even notice it either.
He was like, "Huh."
And I guess he was like, "Huh. Oh, that's right." He's like, "I really am."
Please tell me that fan plugged us.
Because he was like, he started out as the cock cover lion.
Yeah.
Then he became the sad dick frog. And he became the
bull cock.
The bull cock.
Yeah. was he one more?
Then he became the weird. He became the McDonald's fucking styrofoam case throwaway sword.
Oh, that's right.
Because he was the green one that swam in the water and fought one monster. He was an aqua sword that had one fight the whole fucking 50-something episode series.
Yep.
He punched a guy once. Adam, bitch. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with the show.
Next. The ultimate sword.
That's like if you had a sword and it was like the best possible sword that you could get. Like it was like, hey, you can own swords. This is like the best one. So like the ultimate possible sword, like it'd be the best, right? The ultimate fucking sword.
Next.
I ran that shit for like 10 minutes.
Oh, piston sword.
Piston sword.
Victor Walker.
His name is Victory Walker?
Yeah.
Yes. So wait, does that mean it's pissing Victory Cola?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And Zord's purpose...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's Victory Cola Crystal.
And Zord's purpose is to piss on things.
But that's what I said. That it's pissing Victory Cola Crystal because you guys remember back Pepsi did that Pepsi Crystal shit?
Yes, I mean,
Crystal. There you go. It's Victory Cola Crystal.
Yeah.
You know what? We should try to get together and make a Victory Cola sequel commercial thing.
Yeah, we should.
I do know how to get my dispenser.
I have a playlist, and I'm going to share it to the Facebook group here, like, later today or something, of literally all of the old good shit to show my girlfriend to be like, this is what we used to do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
like, why don't you do that anymore? I was like,
because filming took 18 hours on our Saturday and 14 hours on our Sunday. No.
Some of it, yeah.
Filming can be complicated. A lot of people don't know that. Sometimes you can get stuck on a single scene that can take an entire day and you only got like a minute out of the entire film.
But it's even like the original for Star Wars took us
all day. We got it
from, what, 7 a.m. all the way until midnight?
It was 7 a.m. to midnight. The video turned out to be a half an hour, and it took me around 4 hours to edit all of it.
It took you 3 hours to edit, because you let Shane edit like 2 minutes of the video, and that took an hour.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why there's that dead air spot,
yes,
because you're showing them how to mute shit,
and
you forgot to undo it.
At the start of the video, he's right, because there comes a point where I'm supposed to make a joke towards you, and something happens, and it's during the speeder moment,
and it's just silence. Yeah, it's
the
Return of the Jedi. So he's like, time for Revenge of this Jedi. And you're like, Return. No, Revenge. No, it was Return of the Jedi. No, it was Revenge of the Jedi. No, it was Revenge of the Sith. Wait, was it? Yeah, the third movie. No, the sixth movie. No, you damn Sith reason! My whole son goes to realization that, like, the scene had fallen apart, and it's like, what's
I gotta save it.
Fucking save it!
Next.
Volcano
Man.
It's too real!
I'm not looking yet.
You got a guy. You got a volcano.
Volcano guy.
I love you, man.
I'm talking about the thing he's writing on.
Yeah, volcano guy.
That's what that dude.
It's a Kamen Rider
villain. That is straight up a villain from Kamen Rider. YouTube chat. Which group is that?
Easily one of the most scripted episodes that ever appeared on the show.
No. Ask YouTube. YouTube will tell us.
What? That was Amazon.
This was Amazon?
No, it was Amazon. I wasn't even here for this one. I meant it was Amazon. And also, Ronan is now saying Amazon. So, yeah.
Thank you, Ronan.
It was the one episode that I missed because I came in for the next one. And
the
you
one?
Guys said, I missed Volcano Gang.
Oh, yeah.
And you
right.
had to show me Volcano Gang.
Next.
I said that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
the one. I missed the one.
Kevin is the best.
Why
is
it Can we put her in the fucking cell? Next.
Sex robot.
Sex victims of a gruesome fashion.
If anybody's asking why we didn't get to Cougar over here,
it's because of sex bot.
She's why.
Sex bot 9000.
Part of it anyway.
She's part of the reason we didn't get that over here.
Next.
Please do not promote flaming jackets.
Anytime you get a major argument, like anytime, like when we were playing the Turtles game the other night, and you and me were going back and forth, and I'm about to say, did Dan send three to our?
Oh no. You want to go with the provoking the raving jackass? That was last night when we were playing the X-Men Munchkin.
I want
to Bill fucking killing me!
Fucking best.
He's just like, fight this motherfucker. And I was like, I can't. I have to run. Well, I should be fine as long as I don't roll a one. Well, I'm dead. Thanks, Dick.
It's victory. Victory so smooth.
It was victory, Cole.
Man, he almost killed me a second time.
30% less than this?
Oh.
That's when Jeremy got married.
This is Jeremy's wife. Yeah.
That was our hiatus.
Yep.
That was one of them.
Yeah. Yes.
But technically, this isn't Sentai.
Next. I don't know. It's kind of Sentai. What?
We just put this
no, we have yeah. Brother Scott.
Brother Scott.
It can't be Father Scott.
No, it's like Brother Scott.
No, it's Brother Scott.
Next.
And there's the no
one.
Now, this is technically Sentai.
That happened.
Yeah, it did.
I did that Harry thing.
Yeah, that was in May.
Yeah.
I took my. Was it June?
Yeah. It was one of the only.
It happened around there. I got one floating holiday, and I was like, I'm using it for your wedding because I don't want to go to work after wearing this all day.
It was a rough year this year for the whole show, man. That was
right.
That was one of the best things I had all year.
Next.
Aww. In that queue.
I know.
Next. But it's wrong! What you thinking about?
See, I just
installed
all this shit. You threw up the two pictures of that, but you didn't throw up the damn epic Sentai pose that we did for you.
Why are you looking at me? I don't get the pictures together. What the hell?
You know, yes.
Because I was jumping in the background doing this.
Yeah, that's true. He was pulling his hair.
I was way in the background, trying to jump up to get into the picture.
You were in a couple of them.
No, because you could have thrown that in there still too. Because we're doing the same touch.
What's next?
That's well,
Tommy against Zed.
That was the only fight where we ever actually fought Zed, and it was kind of a joke.
We saw some shit.
Yeah.
Well, he could have just busted out some. Oh, wait, we could, because it ran out of juice halfway.
Fucking idiot. We flew it all the way to another solar system where there were no rangers on the fucking planet to defend it.
Yeah.
Next. Would you like some tea?
Hey, Seth. You got a story about tea?
You do.
Would you like some tea?
I didn't drink any.
No goddamn tea on the top of this mountain. No!
Not if it's better. Would you like some tea? Not if it's bitter.
Would you like some tea?
20 minutes to be hit. No, no, no. Finally, I start raving. Not drinking goddamn tea. Top of this fucking mountain. You're gonna murder and rape me. And it forces you to drink the tea. So I'm like, fine, fuck it. Drink the tea. I don't feel so.
You know,
up, it's raping time.
You know, Seth, I want to
talk to that. After that, the NPC offers you to stay at his house for free the rest of the game.
Yep.
I wonder why.
Oh no, it's because the fucking general of the army that you're going to meet with have your little parlay comes up and goes, man, that's a nice piece of ass. Ass! What did you do, man? Max, freeze the fuck out.
Whoa!
The fuck?
Japanese book and skull?
What is happening right now?
The Akiba Rangers?
Okay, that's what's happening right now, you're right.
Max! Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. That was my favorite pan shot.
Somehow I pulled this together.
Yep.
Max!
Oh, yeah.
Look,
times were tough. For
sometimes your power is really unstable.
No shit.
Sometimes you can't get stable work because sometimes your power doesn't work right. But when you know it does, and you need a sandwich, Scott,
then you go on a teleport for Zordon and you get free cheese sandwiches.
True, he supplies cheese sandwiches.
Zordon's not around right now, but he's interdimensional.
And the girl keeps asking, why don't you need a cheese sandwich?
Ding ding, bitch!
Why?
Max?
Yes.
Max?
Dude, that's
best cosplaying boss ever.
So, Bill.
Yes.
Next convention, I'm going to be a common writer, possibly.
If somebody buys us and sells us,
if I can do this,
I can make that.
If I can do this, you better damn well believe I'd walk around the comic.
The only way this is going to happen is if one of us ends up getting bald.
Well, I'm losing my hair currently.
Right. I got a monkey butt going on in the back where I'm starting to go, so.
I mean, she's got a big bald spot, too, so it's fine.
Right.
Max
fucking great in 17.
Oh.
Oh my
fuck
God.
These guys!
Dude, these guys stopped the fucking show.
Oh, these guys suck so bad. Oh my God.
We were reviewing shows that hadn't come out yet. And this was the next show that was coming out. And they released previews, just a couple images. And this is one we got. And when this fucking came on, the show just stopped, like it went dead fucking silent, because we had no idea what we were supposed to say. Like, what is happening?
Goddamn Minecraft Rangers. That's literally what it turned out to be like. Their weapons literally looked like Minecraft weapons. Their Zorder blocks put together like Minecraft. It's like, fucking what?
Next.
Megazord wants to grow fish.
4-5.
Next. Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Well, hey, perfect timing, and you know what? We have 5 minutes. Every convention, we have a little thing that we have to do. Bill, would you close us out with your best buy story of 2018?
Okay, yes. 5 minutes.
That's you got 5 minutes.
Okay, look. Every time I go to Best Buy, I get fucked. I don't know why, I get fucked. So, I went to Best Buy for Christmas. And I didn't tell this story. I was going to buy my little girl a TV. She needs a little TV. So I go over, and there's all these TVs that are sitting there in these boxes that are like, hey, these TVs are, you know, they've been returned or whatever, they're all refurbished, they're fine. And I was like, well, that should be fine. I imagine I won't have an issue. So I say to this guy, who's over there with the electronics in the TVs, I say, these TVs, do I just pick them up and take them over there? And that guy says, yes. And I was like, okay, so I can just pick that up and just take that, yeah? And he's like, yeah, shouldn't be a problem. Okay? So I grab the box, I pick it up, the bottom opens, pow! No more fucking TV. The whole fucking TV fell out of the fucking bottom of the box. Hit the floor, screen cracked, it's done. And I was like, this dude's looking at me from over by the TV that he's at. And he says, well, I guess you can pick those up. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? Because this is the only fucking TV with this price tag. And I'm like, so what do we do now? Because I was going to buy this. And he's like, well, I'll go in the back.
Oh, God.
He did come back.
Oh, thank God.
He goes in the back. And he gets me another TV. He goes in the back and he gets me the same TV. He brings it out. He gives it to me. I say, thank you. That's awesome. I pay the money. I go home. Christmas morning comes. I assume that I brought a brand new TV. So without even thinking about it, I didn't save the receipt. To which to come to figure out, they opened the TV in the back. I did not know about this. I open the TV and take it out, and I have a TV. A flat screen TV. An inch. It came with no stand, no remote, and no mount. They took all of it out so that they could fucking justify the $120 that I should have paid on the refurbished model. So,
oh boy,
eventually, Gwen knocked that motherfucker over, and it's broke too. And that's fucking Best Buy this year.
Oh, all right.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the live stream. Thank you for showing up to the panel. This has been the Sentai Review episode, whatever the fuck it is. Scott Thronaker!
You can't
do that. We're live.
Yeah, we're live.
I'll meet you later.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.